Welcome to the Semantic Mastery Podcast, where we answer SEO and marketing questions that help you increase revenue and save time. Be sure to visit semanticmastery.com/humpday, where we answer live questions every week at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just go to semanticmastery.com/humpday and put your SEO and marketing question onto the event page. First come, first serve. All right, let's get started.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 80 of the Semantic Mastery Podcast. We have been on a little break, but we're back. And I just before we get started, wanted to say that we're going to be off and on here for the next couple months. My awesome co-host, Hernan, who is here. Hey, Hernan.
Hey, Adam. Hey, everyone. It's really, really good to be here.
He is in the U.S., which is awesome, but that also means he's doing a lot of traveling. We don't have a normal setup, and schedules have been a little in and out. So we just wanted to give you guys fair warning. We're not going to be able to make it weekly, most likely, until probably later in October or maybe November. But we're still going to put some out, and, you know, we just may be able to do it. So fair warning.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it. Today, man, we had a ton of questions yesterday on Hump Day Hangouts, which is awesome. But we didn't get through them all, and there was one from Greg. This is kind of interesting. He's saying he's got an online food store, organic food store, with hundreds of products and is growing fast. Great site, you know, lots of good stuff going on, but he's just added an affiliate program for the store. So how would we suggest marketing an affiliate program to let people like food bloggers and health conscious individuals, chiropractors know about it? So I think this can kind of be extrapolated to say, you know, maybe not all niches, but like if you have something like this, you've got an online store, how do you let people know that you've got an affiliate program? Because there can be maybe some snags or people aren't sure what's the best route to take. So what do you think, Hernan?
Well, I think that it all starts like from our past experience when it comes to developing an affiliate program. The reality is that first off, like people have their own agenda, right? People have, and if you're targeting for bloggers, if you're targeting for influencers, which would be my first intake, I would say that you have a strong, you really have a strong funnel dialed in. Meaning, if you have a e-commerce store, you need to know your numbers, you need to know your conversion rates, you need to know all of that previous, because that will increase your chances of somebody that has a list or somebody that has a huge following to, you know, spend 5 minutes of their time promoting your stuff, right? So you need to have all of that in place. I think that with e-commerce, I haven't worked with e-commerce affiliate, to be honest, but if you're doing info products, it's there must be some kind of solution for e-commerce. But if you're doing info products, it's way easier, of course, when doing affiliates. With that said, once you have that set up, once you know exactly how much your commissions are going to be, you have a strong presence yourself, because some individuals will require you to do that, right? If you have a following, if you have been working, like if you're an influencer, you have been working hard to build a following over the past 2-3 years, you want to promote high quality or at least products that have a good presence, right? So once you have that in place, then you can go ahead and start reaching out. Now, on this specific case, since he is doing the whole GMO-free market, organic market, I think that could have a strong presence in terms of images and in terms of taking quality pictures and in terms of, you know, go out there and finding influencers on Instagram, for example, because I think that's a great market and I think that there's a lot of potential to do that. So that could probably not work if you're pushing like a business to business solution, like, I don't know, a software or something. You will need to go around with it and maybe find influencers that have big Facebook groups or big LinkedIn groups, right? And they can push it to some companies and whatnot. So depending on the market, that's where I would start. But yeah, on this case, Instagram, influencers on Instagram, finding them and pushing, you know, investing on them, I think that's a good way to start up. What do you think, Adam?
I think that is a great way to get started, especially in this case where it's something where it can be very visual. I think that's a great idea to hit up Instagram. Something else I would say, if you're already set up, you're already a store, you're growing and you have customers, then hopefully you have got, you know, we've talked about email follow-up before. So hopefully one, you've got some sort of post-purchase email. You're either saying, you know, hey, your order's been received, but then you're following up with, you know, your order shipped and, you know, we hope you like it. Here's some content, you know, here, you know, give us a review, things like that. You could also slip that in there in a really non-obtrusive way. I know a lot of people are afraid of this, but, you know, being an affiliate isn't bad. You can say, hey, help us, you know, spread the word about, you know, this, because obviously these people like you, they bought from you, you know, maybe this is something you send to people who have bought twice. So now you're really sure, like, wow, these people liked it enough, they came back. You send them an email and say, hey, how would you like to make, you know, get a discount or, you know, get paid back for helping us promote and grow? You know, and you can do various angles on this. This is not a bad thing. You're just asking for their help, you know, and that may even be the subject line of an email. So I would leverage existing customers because obviously they like what you have and they'd probably be happy to share it. And then you can add on top of that, that, you know, hey, you can make some money or you can earn credit in the store or something like that.
Yep. Sounds good. That's actually a good idea. Like making people being your first affiliates. I think that's also a good idea and a good way of creating a community. Not only, you know, you have a product first, then you have a brand and then you have a community, right? Of people that will follow your brand. So I think that that's a great way to go once you have like the initial, once you have proven the concept that your product is selling, then you need to start working on promoting your brand, which one of the best way of doing that is like, you know, getting new, the repeating customers to actually promote it for you. So I think that's a great idea.
Cool. Awesome. Well, yeah, I thought this was a really interesting question and applies probably to a lot of people. And this can be, you know, as far as outreach, just promotion in general, not always affiliate. So Anyways, all right, well, cool. Well, thanks. And Hernan, as always, appreciate it. And we'll see, hopefully we can make it back here before too long.
Sounds good, Adam. Bye-bye.